cholesterol-lowering drugs, a massive scam. Yeah, cholesterol has been demonized to sell drugs. It worked. They sold $25 billion worth of statins last year. $25 billion worth of statins. Lowering cholesterol, okay, here's the myth. Lowering cholesterol does not reduce the risk for heart disease, period. Cholesterol, number two, cholesterol levels are not predictive of heart disease. Three, taking cholesterol-lowering drugs does not reduce your risk of heart disease. Just look at the Crestor commercial. Just read the bottom. They flash it for like a second. It's like almost subliminal. Remember in the 70s, you'd go to see a movie, and they would flash, drink Coke, like really fast so you couldn't register. Anyway, and it worked. People would go out in the lobby and buy a large Coke, eat popcorn. It says at the bottom of the screen, Crestor has not been proven to prevent heart disease or heart attacks. It says it right on the screen. Why? Because it's true. There's no evidence that statins prevent heart disease. What there is, and they just completed a meta-analysis of like 250,000 people over 15 years or something like that. And what did they find? Benefit for all women, zero. Benefit for people who have no existing heart disease or no history of heart attacks, zero. Preventive benefit for people who have had a heart attack or who do have diagnosed heart disease, 1%. That's the only population that it was found to help slightly. Extended lifespan, I think, 2 or 3 months. But yet, guess what the number needed to treat is? The number needed to treat is how many people have to take the drug for one person to benefit. That's the NNTT. NNTT, number needed to treat. What's the NNTT on a statin drug for somebody with heart disease or has had a heart attack? 100. So 100 people have to take the drug for one person to benefit, a little. The benefit for people with no heart disease is zero. What that means at the end of the day, nobody should be taking cholesterol-lowering drugs. I practice with a cardiologist, doesn't prescribe these things. And he pointed out research that folks with familial hyperlipidemias, right, family tendency to like crank out cholesterol in the liver, cholesterol levels 3, 4, 5, 600, they study these people, they don't die of heart disease. They die of other things, but not heart disease, and he pointed out also not cancer. They have a lower incidence of cancer and a much lower incidence of heart disease in the general population, and their cholesterol is several hundred. That's the myth. It's a hoax. It's a scam. It's on the top five. It's a total mess. It has nothing to do with health or prevention of heart disease. It has only to do with money. Scare people and... For decades, how many of you practicing longer than 5 years? Great. You know, before 2003, what was normal cholesterol? 240, right? Below 240, right? 240 was borderline. They lowered it to 200 based on data? No. They just made it up, and they picked up 10 million new patients overnight.
Wow. And then they start telling them they should have
60
or
70. Well, they want to lower it some more, and... Well, not officially. That lab reference values haven't gone down to 150. Have you seen reference values on lab reports of 150?
No, but that's what they're saying.
Interesting. Wow. Anything below 160 is dangerous. Low cholesterol is much more dangerous than high cholesterol. And the American Academy of Pediatrics said, well, since these statins are so great, we should start giving them to children at age 8 preventatively. American Academy of Pediatrics came out with a recommendation that we should consider giving statins to all, here's the phrase, you ready? All healthy children.
Oh my gosh.
Prophylactically, so they can take them for the rest of their life. They get a good 70, 80 years of sales in there. And this stuff is expensive.
30 or 40.
And prophylactic statins. So why don't you just add it to their Flintstones chewable? Flintstones chewable, now with statin. Right? Gummy Vites, now with rivastatin calcium. Right? How messed up is that? It's complete evil. It's absolute evil. So our job is to stop taking these stupid things.